Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Ross Tucker. It's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings. March's biggest tournament is finally here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog, win $256 if they win. That simple. Pick one of many select college basketball underdogs for your shot at winning $256, and all it takes is a $4 bet. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. As I said, it's time for Ask Ross. This is where we take your questions for Ross, and then the best question wins the KSN polo shirt. If you want to submit a question for Ross, really easy. You just need to download our app, Keystone Sports. You'll see the Ask Ross button, or if you prefer, you could email us at info@ksnsports.net. Are you ready to go, Mr. Ross?
Always.
All right, let's do it. Let's start with Steve from Burnville, PA, says, what do you think is the dynamic of some of these players entering the transfer portal before spring semester's over? Why would you forego training with Dwight Gault and practice sessions before leaving?
So, great question. First of all, I love Burnville. You know where? Do you know where Burnville is, Jim?
I have no idea where Burnville is.
Okay, Burnville is in Berks County, where I am from. Burnville is in northwest Berks County. It's Tulpehocken High School, and actually, it Route 78 goes right through it. Goes right through Burnville and Tulpehocken. So that's awesome. Love it. I love getting some Berks County love. Love any interaction with you guys. Hit me up on social at Ross Tucker NFL. So here's the answer, Jim. You want to get in the portal now so that people know you're in the portal and you can have as many options and opportunities as possible from a scholarship standpoint. If you wait until after spring ball, then these other teams, they're kind of already looking at, I mean, they look, there's a guy on every Power 5 staff for sure, Jim, and probably all of FBS football, maybe even FCS, that looks at the portal every day, looks at anybody new in the portal every day, and it's like the waiver wire in the NFL. It really is. I mean, I get text messages. I get calls about kids that go on the waiver wire. I mean, waiver wire. In the transfer portal from college coaches. They're curious about certain kids. What do you remember about this kid? What do you know? Just because they know about Go Big Recruiting and that I follow it and stuff. So you want the sooner you get in there, the sooner you can find a potential landing spot and make sure you're ready to go and have somewhere to go after that. Because really, they're there for the spring semester because they want to get that semester paid for, and they want to get those credits in the academic, and or they're graduating, right? So you have some guys that need to be in the spring so they can be a grad transfer. Others just, you know, if you notice, Jim, a lot of guys wait till the second day of the spring semester. Second semester to announce they're going into the transfer portal after their semester's been paid for.
Oh.
Yeah, I've learned that that's when a lot of times guys will do it the second day of the semester after. Like, so what's interesting is these guys are on campus. You know, a lot of these guys are on campus. They're going to classes, but they're no longer part of the football team. The other thing is it's a big time commitment. You know, you don't want to necessarily, and there's injury risk, right? You don't want to be out there getting hit in practice or maybe getting hurt for a team you're not going to play for. Plus, Penn State's not going to really give you any reps. I mean, I don't. First of all, I don't think they would even want you on the team or on the field if you're in the transfer portal. Number one, you're not part of the team anymore. You've left the team. So now, if you don't go into the transfer portal and you don't say anything to the coaches, okay, then they'd probably still give you some reps or whatever, and you could practice. But why would you take the chance of getting injured for a team you're not going to play for?
So as an example, and I'm not sure this was exactly the case, but if you're Will Levis, you wait till the spring semester starts to announce that you're heading to the portal. So the scholarship money comes in, your semester's paid for. He could attend classes, doesn't have to go through spring practice with the team. Then after he graduates, he already, though, has his commitment to Kentucky. So everything works best that way, correct?
Yes, that's exactly. I mean, you don't want to have to lose a semester of getting your schooling paid for.
Gotcha. All right. Let's go to Joe in Ebensburg, who says, Ross, I know this topic's been touched on and will be beaten to death over the next several months, but with the transfer portal being what it is, how do you see the running back position shaking out? With the transfer coming in, there's no way to please five running backs. I'm concerned we'll lose a quality young talent.
I would say that that's almost a guarantee. I would say, based on the end of spring ball, Penn State will probably lose one of these running backs who will kind of see the writing on the wall and see that they're getting the fourth or fifth most reps out of the group. And this is now what college football is, Jim. You're just going to have to get used to it. And frankly, I think it's probably good overall, because the cream of the crop can rise to the top. The three best guys, you know, they should get the most of the reps. And if you're going to be the fourth or fifth guy, you know, maybe your options are to wait or transfer somewhere else where you can be at least the second or third guy and get more of an opportunity to actually play, which I think ultimately is good for everybody. I don't know that Penn State wants a guy on scholarship, Jim, that's going to be their fifth running back. You know, I mean, they do for the season, but my point is they'd probably like to free that scholarship up a little bit and be able to have an option to go get somebody younger for 2 years from now. Right. So I think it kind of, look, I have mixed emotions about it. We've detailed that, but ultimately I think it's a positive in that more kids get a better chance to play at a place where they can play. And schools are able to use scholarships on guys that actually have a chance to play for them.
And the fact that they brought in a transfer running back, Ross, did that surprise you, since they already seemed to have depth at running back? Or was it an anticipatory move, thinking that someone else was going to be transferring?
I think they probably believe one of the young guys has a decent chance to transfer. They don't know how Noah Kane will come back from his rehab. And they did not take a running back in the class of 2021. So to be able to get a proven commodity like Lovett, I think made a lot of sense from a roster management standpoint.
That makes sense. Next up, Ross, is David from Lancaster, who says, Poindexter is supposed to be a strong recruiter in Virginia and the whole DMV. How does a coach transition to a new school if they are asked to recruit a player they were previously recruiting for their old school?
Another good one, Jim, and the answer is very easily. You know, you tell the player, hey, all the reasons why I left Purdue to go to Penn State, it's the same reasons why you should go to Penn State. You know, I liked Purdue. It was a good school. It was a, you know, I enjoyed my time there. But Penn State is really a perennial top 10 program. It's a big football school, 110,000 people. It's just an opportunity I couldn't pass down. I couldn't pass up, and you shouldn't pass up either.
And you know that conversation Purdue to Penn State, it's not only on the football team, but the basketball coach has to get that have that same conversation, Ross. Let's go to our good friend Jerry from Arlington, Texas, who says, Ross, Penn State has recruited a few high four-star offensive linemen the past 5 or 6 years, namely Michael Mennett and Rasheed Walker. Both have become solid starting offensive linemen, but neither have become elite as hoped when they were recruited. What do you see as the reason that Penn State has not produced elite All-American linemen over the past 6 or 7 years?
Well, so first of all, I mean, both these guys are going to be NFL players that get drafted in the top four rounds, I would say. Now, maybe Michael Mennett doesn't go to the fifth round. I don't know. But both these guys are guys that are going to get drafted in the NFL, Jim. You would take that all day, every day, right? Like, you would recruit the crap out of any – I mean, Michael Mennett started for 3 years and is going to be an NFL draft pick. Rasheed Walker is going to start for 3 years and be an NFL draft pick. That's pretty good, Jim. I mean, it's hard to get – first, second round pick offensive lineman. It's hard to get elite offensive linemen, but those guys both turned out to be really, really good players. I mean, Michael Mennett's one of the five best centers for the draft. I mean, I guess I would argue, Jim, maybe that is elite. I mean, if you're one of the five best at your position for the NFL draft, then you are elite. By definition, you're elite. You're one of the five best. I know he's probably talking about wanting first round pick offensive linemen, but there just aren't very many of them. I mean, think about how many 4 and 5 stars, Jim, never become an NFL draft pick at all, let alone, you know, a first-round pick or whatever.
And, Ross, we don't have time for another question, but I'll throw a quickie in. Could this also be the impression that Penn State's offensive line as a whole has been less than we perhaps have expected from them?
Yeah, I mean, well, they've been surprising in the sense that they've been better in years where I thought there were some concerns and they might be down. And then they've been worse in years where I thought there were no concerns and that they would be able to play at a really high level.
Which kind of goes back to our wide receiver conversation where we expected so little of them and then they outperform those expectations and vice versa at the other positions. Okay, Ross, that is it for quarter number 3 and Ask Ross. In quarter number 4, we're going to get Andy and Bob back in. So stay tuned.
March's biggest tournament is finally here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.